Andrew Wheeler has taken over as acting administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency after Scott Pruitt resigned last week. But the change in leadership may not mean that much change in policy coming out of the EPA. Brady Dennis recently sat down with Wheeler to talk about his new role leading the agency. Dennis is national environmental reporter for The Washington Post, and he joins me. And Brady, is it fair to say that people maybe shouldn't expect too many differences in policy between Wheeler and his predecessor?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, what Mr. Wheeler told us when we were able to speak with him, a day after Scott Pruitt resigned, was that, I plan to be more transparent and I want to be upfront about what we're doing. But what I plan to do is carry out the agenda that President Trump talked about and has promised during his campaigns. And that will largely mean staying the course that Scott Pruitt was on.
So does it seem like maybe there will be a difference in style but not in substance between these two administrators?
I think, we have to wait and see, but I think that's probably a fair assumption. They are very different men. Andrew Wheeler has been around Washington for a quarter century or more. He's very kind of below the radar and soft-spoken, and will probably do his work a lot more quietly than Scott Pruitt did. That said, they believe in many of the same things. They want to scale back the reach, what they would call overreach of the EPA, and I think we'll see a lot of that work continue under Wheeler's watch.
One of the things that you asked Wheeler about specifically was climate change, and he said that he does believe in climate change and that humans are involved in that or have a role to play in that. I'm wondering how that might affect the policy coming out of the EPA, because that's been one of sort of the hot button issues, both in the Trump administration broadly and the EPA more specifically.
That's right. I mean, I think we'll have to watch and see. Andrew Wheeler did say he believed in climate change and that humans are impacting that. But he then went on to make the point that he sees EPA having very little role in addressing that issue and having a role in regulating in a way that addresses that issue, in part because his argument, as was Scott Pruitt's argument, was that Congress has not given the agency the authority in the law to do that. I think it's probably worth noting that, Andrew Wheeler also spent years on Capitol Hill working for Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, who has long criticized the EPA and does not in any way subscribe to the idea of climate change and has fought against giving the EPA more authority to do these things. So I don't think while Mr. Wheeler acknowledged, the problem of climate change, I don't think folks should expect any significant action on that from the EPA anytime soon.
One of the criticisms about Mr. Wheeler is that he spent some time as a lobbyist for a coal company, and that is obviously another sort of flashpoint in the environmental world, especially among people who are concerned about what the EPA is or is not doing in that area. How did he respond to that criticism that maybe he won't be tough on coal or be even fair about coal given his background?
Yeah, well, you're right in that, and I would just expand a little to say, while he more than two decades ago did work at the EPA, and he did spend time on Capitol Hill, he has spent for the better part of the last decade as a lobbyist for various companies, to be fair, but his best-paying client was for many years Murray Energy, which is one of the larger coal mining companies in the country. And so there are questions about, given his lobbying background, how will he approach regulation? And I mean, his response when we asked him that was that, I have worked for different industries and I've worked on different sides of these issues and I haven't actually lobbied EPA in a number of years and I think I can be fair. But I think there's a lot of concern on the part of environmental groups and other folks that the EPA won't be fair, that it will favor these industries in a way that, they argue that it was under Scott Pruitt.
Have you gotten a sense one way or the other about whether career scientists at the EPA feel like anything is about to change given the change in leadership?
I mean, the few that I've spoken to and that we've, as a paper, spoken to in the last, four, five, 6 days are, I think, a little bit hopeful, although wary of what comes next. I think they felt, many folks at the agency and advisors to the agency felt sort of besieged under Scott Pruitt's watch. Andrew Wheeler, at least in word, has said he respects science and will rely on the science. coming out of the agency, but I think, you know, there's kind of a wait-and-see approach from people both inside and outside of the EPA.
That's Brady Dennis, National Environmental Reporter with The Washington Post. Brady, good to talk to you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.